We are finally into the summer season, and with that comes being outdoors. A lot of times that is recreational swimming, and we want you to do that. Let's be clear. This show is not about scaring you, okay? This show is about giving you information, making sure you are as prepared as possible to enjoy the world around us. But I got to be honest, the statistics in America, across the globe, don't look good when it comes to drownings, unfortunately. Drowning claims over 4,000 lives a year in the U.S. and around 300,000 all over the globe. And one of the reasons I bring up the globe is because a lot of the times a drowning will happen when you are in unfamiliar spaces. I want to tell you a very quick story before we go to our next guest, who I love talking to, Karen Cohen. When I was just this week going boating, I think I told you about this. We went boating on Lake Zor. And I've never been out on Lake Zor. We were on a very good friend of ours boat, and Chase came with us. And my son is 7, for those of you who don't know. And he's only really swam in pools. He's very comfortable in pools, or he is comfortable if we're at the beach, walking into Long Island Sound and swimming where he can reach the bottom, right? But this was the first time he was kind of in open water. And I was so proud that my son looked at me and said, I would love to go swimming in the water. Because first of all, I thought, wow, that's great. You're overcoming a fear of open water. But the second thing he said was so significant, because I naturally was saying, I'll hold on to your hands and I'll help you kind of get into the water. And he said, not before I put a life jacket on. And I was so proud of that. And it's because, you know, water safety obviously is something that we try to harp a lot on here in Connecticut, but it's not enough for the adults to recognize it. Even the kids have to sometimes be more on top of it than the adults. In that moment, my son was more on top of it than I was, because I was willing to just kind of put him in the water and hold his hands and then see where he went from there. And even though it was a very calm lake water that day, he knew he needed to put the life vest on. And so we're talking today about water safety in general, especially when you're in the unfamiliar either waters or territory that you've not swam in before, or you're not as experienced swimming in. Even experienced swimmers really thinking about water safety this summer. So I want to welcome back to the show Karen Cohen. Karen is the co-founder of the Zach Foundation, and the Zach Foundation does amazing work. It's an organization committed to creating a generational change in how water safety is viewed by both parents and children. So, Karen, welcome back and happy summer. How are you?
Hi, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me back. And wow, what a great story. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And kudos to you on your son thinking about putting his life jacket on, and he wouldn't be thinking about that unless you were talking about that in your family. And so raising awareness is so important because, you know, we want families to be safe around the water.
I got to be honest, though, Karen, I'm certainly not going to act like at all that, you know, we live busy lives and we, you know, even the idea of, you know, the reason I didn't bring up the life jacket, and I was glad he did, was because in my mind, which is why I really want you to talk about this today, my mind, my kid's gone to swimming lessons. He's been in swimming lessons for over 3 years. I think he's a strong swimmer. I've seen him in pools. I think he's good. You know, I feel like if my kid walked out into a swimming pool, even if it's a 12-foot deep end, I think he could do it. But you know what's interesting, mm-hmm. Karen, and this didn't dwell on me, to be honest. I didn't think about, yeah. You know, because we got in the car and I said to Chase, I was like, what made you think to put the life jacket on? Like, what made you think of that? Because even mommy didn't think about that. He said, Mom, there's no edge. He said, what if I got tired? There's no edge. He goes, I guess I could try to swim to get to the boat. I guess you could have jumped into the water to come get me. He said, but I had no edge like a pool. He said, so I didn't know if I'd get tired. I didn't know what was in the water. I knew I couldn't stand up at any point. I knew I needed a backup plan. So the idea of him even realizing it, you know, taught me, to be honest, Karen. And so I think it's huge when the kids even recognize that, because even the adults, as much as, I mean, I'm a news reporter. I talk to people like you and I advocate for this, but even I come up short, and I think it happens. So this idea of the kids really understanding it is so huge. It's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, I love that he's thinking about it, and that, you know, that's why we want children to be thinking about it when they're young, because, you know, as we get older and we're in middle school and, you know, we become more, and even in high school, like you you know, you're thinking about the social pressure, and you might be too embarrassed to say, like, I don't want to put a life jacket on. And we are working as an organization to reduce that stigma. And we as adults have to do that of wearing a life jacket, right? Life jackets are not just for children. And, you know, you bring up a really good point also. Swimming in open water is very different than swimming in a pool because of the, you know, unexpected conditions of the water. We just don't know what the waters are going to be like and how they can change so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Karen, and so, go for it. I mean, because I think you bring up another point, which is, I think what I love about what you just said is open water, certainly in this kind of, you know, because again, even the idea of, I thought to myself, well, you've been in Long Island Sound, buddy. Like, you know how to swim. I've seen you. But he brought up the fact that, right, but I can't touch the ground, Mom. I didn't come from the shore into the water. I'm just in open water. And I thought, right. You know, but it's calm water. I mean, it's just so interesting because we really also have this mindset of it's not going to be my kid. You know, I do think right. that's a reality. It's not going to be my kid or it's not going to be me. I mean, how many times, Karen, do we read the news in a full-grown adult jumps into the water and doesn't think it's going to be me, the leg cramp, or maybe I had a couple of drinks and unfortunately tragedy strikes. I mean, that is a mentality thing too.
Right. And that's the sad part of what we see all the time. And so that's why it's so important to have these conversations. So people are thinking about it, especially this time of year. You know, we're getting ready for July 4th and, you know, lots of people are taking time off and they're going to vacation rentals that they haven't been to before and going to, you know, spending time with family and friends. And as adults, we get distracted so easily and we think that either like our partner is watching our child or our friend is watching our child. And, you know, we assume that the other person is, but they're not. And that's how tragedies happen. And so we just want to make sure that families set themselves up so that there's layers of protection around water.
So
there's so much to be thinking about.
Every year I connect with Karen Cohen on this show, who is the co-founder of the Zach Foundation. She and her husband, Brian, established it after the loss of your six-year-old son, Zachary, who's just adorable. He's such a beautiful soul. Karen, I just want you to know that there is not a year that goes by that I don't think about you and Brian and your family.
Thank you.
Well, it's true.
So kind of you.
No, but it's true. And you know, to any families, you know, I say the same thing to, you know, to Stu, you know, from Stu Leonard's, he and his wife. I know this is something that lives with them. I can't even fathom. And so I want to let you know that you're always top of mind for me, but also I so appreciate you having the courage to talk, not just to us, but, you know, publicly and really continue to advocate for swim safety. It matters. It's so important, but it's got to be hard.
Yeah, of course it is. It's also healing, though.
I'm glad. I'm glad.
Yeah.
It's because the Zach Foundation, again, that's been, you know, around for, gosh, you guys are coming up on 20 years, which is crazy. That's amazing.
I know.
I hope you guys are planning a big birthday party.
It's been that long.
Yeah, that's amazing. We got to do something. We'll figure that out. But what would you say are some, you know, you had mentioned right before the break that there are things that we aren't always thinking about that are not always top of mind, whether it is at a swimming pool, it's at, you know, a lake, it's at a river, it's, you know, open water, even in the bathtub. What are things that you want to make sure people are thinking about?
Yeah, so we try and simplify it and break it down into our ABCs, D's, and E's of water safety. And so we want families to be thinking about, you know, telling your children that you should never be in the water without an adult. And then if you are an adult, you should never be swimming alone. And then B is for barriers, which is just barriers around water. If you have a backyard pool, there should be isolation fencing. There should be alarms on your doors leading out to the backyard pool. And there should be layers of protection. And then C is for classes and CPR training. And we want everyone to have the opportunity to learn how to swim because it's so important that children and adults know how to swim. And CPR training is so important because if CPR is administered right after a drowning incident, it is known to save lives. And then D is for drain safety. And of course, that's how we lost Zachary. So we want families to be aware when they're in a pool and if they see that a drain cover is loose or missing, that they should make sure that they do not swim in that pool until that drain cover is repaired. Because there's hundreds of pounds of pressure behind that drain and even an adult can become entrapped. And then D is also for devices. And we want to make sure that if you are swimming in open water, that you should have a Coast Guard approved life jacket on. And this is adults and children. You could be swimming in a kayak and you can, you know, or paddleboarding and you can fall, you can hit your head. And if you have that life jacket on, it will keep you above the water until you can get help. And in addition to that, if you're on a boat, you're on a motorboat, and if you're in an accident, you could be thrown from the boat. And we all think, oh, we're not going to have an accident, but it does happen, especially during busy summer times. And so you want to make sure as an adult to have that life jacket on and show your children that it isn't just for them to be wearing life jackets. And then E, water is everywhere. And we see that for younger children, they drown more so in backyard pools. But for as children get older and adults, we tend to drown more in open water. And so we want families to be having conversations. We want you to talk to your children just like you talk to them about not touching a hot stove, not crossing the street without holding your hand. And children can be advocates for yourself. Melissa, you saw this with your own son. This is exactly why we teach this, because we want kids to be thinking about it. And when they're the younger that they are, the more that they are thinking about this. It's so important.
Yeah. I mean, in the other side of it, Karen, is I think we, the adults, listen. Like I got to be honest, I would never, you know, whether it's on the radio or if it's in person, I have zero problem with admitting when we come up short or we, you know, have, I don't want to say failures, but when we just, we don't hit the mark. And I think right. That was one of the most telling things was in my mind, even when he said, no, I need a life vest, I actually doubled down and said, no, baby, I'm going to hold your hand. You don't need a life vest. And he's like, I'm putting the life vest on. I mean, it's so, you know, he's savage. I will say, thank God he's totally savage and he advocates for himself, but it's so important. And that especially if you don't have a kid who will advocate, that we listen or that we just take a breath. Right. And it's like, what is another 12 seconds? I mean, our friend who owns the boat was like, Melissa, I got 1600 life vests. Like, just put one on them. I mean, it's right. So interesting that we have this mindset. It's not going to be us. We think everything's an inconvenience. Like, oh, it's going to take, you know, it's silly. It's stupid. It really is. And I don't want to act like, you know, that was all it was all him. And I credit foundations like yours for, you know, giving, I think, that strength to kids to know that and to be able to advocate properly. Because even we, the adults, as much as we know, you know, we come up short. I came up short. It's funny you brought up the alarms on doors. When we were in Florida, I keep telling people this story, and I wish we could change a law here in Connecticut. I don't know I don't think it is a law, but we were at an Airbnb in Florida, and every time you exited, the alarm would go off unless you triggered it before you opened the door. It drove us nuts. The first 2 days, it was driving us crazy. Then we realized every single house on that block that was an Airbnb had the same thing, and I thought, why? Florida's got a law where if you have a rental property and you have a pool or a hot tub on property, you have to have an alarm system to avoid drownings. And I thought, this is the most brilliant thing in the world. I don't know why this isn't just a federal or universal rule for anybody who's got a rental property, because it's so true. I know my parents have a pool that has a gate around it and you've got to open the lock and everything. But when you go to other houses, you don't even think about the fact that my kid could just open a door or walk in. It's wild how when you're out of sight, out of mind. unfamiliar.
Yeah.
So I love,
no, I
you
love
know, that you mentioned that.
You brought that up. Yeah. No, and I love that you bring that up also, because that's one of the things that I wanted to make sure to stress to your listeners, just especially as we're going to vacation rentals during the, you know, during these holiday times. And you want to make sure that if you're going to be staying at a vacation rental, that you do check before you get there, that there is an isolation fence around that pool if you're renting a home with a pool. And there are multiple layers of protection, because many of the young children are drowning during unplanned swim time. So you think that you're done for the day, you think that you're coming back inside, and children still think, if they look outside and they see that there's toys in the water, they're drawn to it and they want to go back out. And, you know, they think that they can still, you know, they can swim, when oftentimes they, you know, they're not strong enough to be in the water alone. And so we want to make sure that if there, you know, aren't those layers of protection around a pool and you have young children that can't swim, that you should probably consider a different home.
Yeah.
One that has these layers of protection around them. And then, you know, another thing that I want to make sure that I stress during this time, I touched on it earlier, but just if you're at a party or if you're hosting a party and you have a backyard pool, or at a party that there is a backyard pool, consider hiring a lifeguard during those times, or you need to designate adults to only be looking at the water and take turns, like have a designated period of time, whether it's 15 minutes, where that adult is not on their phone, they're not talking to another adult, their eyes are only on the water, because we want to make sure that families are safe during this time. It's so easy to become distracted. You can get into a conversation, and before you know it, no one is watching the pool.
Yeah, it's so true. And I loved even what you said, Karen, which is, you know, have somebody even hire a lifeguard. It's that same mentality of, well, that would be an inconvenience to somebody else, or, well, that takes extra time. Ridiculous. You're right. Listen, you're talking about the livelihood of our children and even ourselves as adults, and you cannot underestimate the dangers of water. So I so appreciate everything you have shared, Karen. And again, I appreciate the ongoing advocacy and work of the Zach Foundation. For people who want more information, I'm going to put a link on our website, voiceofct.com. And Karen, thank you again for always giving us the time on WICC. We really appreciate it.